Thank you, Meredith. Don't forget, for being the caller of the week here on SEN Breakfast, you could win a Toyota Hilux SR5. Great finance offer on Hilux 4x4 for ABN holders. You can search Toyota Value. Jamie Elliott to join us in about 10 minutes from now. Daisy Pierce after 8 o'clock as well.
Sam Edmund for LK Diesel Service, your Kubota generator and engine experts. Visit lkdiesel.com.au.
Sammy, welcome back. Good to be here, Jack. G'day, Wisp. Let's talk trades. It wouldn't be a trade period or a looming one if Johnny Segler's name wasn't mentioned. It came up again in dispatches this time. This time it was Brisbane sniffing around, but he's just cover off the paperwork first. He's re-signed with the Hawks, a three-year deal to stay there. Played the 15 games this year, mainly behind Benny McAvoy in the ruck, but he's obviously backing himself in the big segs to take the number one ruck role under Alistair Clarkson. Just his teammate Sean Burgoyne will cover him off too. More likely to leave. I'd be surprised if he stays at this point, but he's wrestling with that and that very lucrative Suns offer that compares to Hawthorn's one. Sam Frost.
So if you go looking for Segler, given that he's re-signed for Hawthorn, it's no Segler.
I like it. Close. Close. But no Segler for Brisbane, for Fags.
Why didn't – did Geelong – have Geelong inquired about him?
I hadn't heard Geelong linked to Segler. We know Geelong have asked about Todd Goldstein and are making it really hard for Todd now to decide what he wants.
They're the ones to watch, aren't they? Like, in terms of where they're at after this season, they've got to be out there aggressively pursuing a ruckman.
For sure. So they've got four or five on the books. The only one out of contract is Zach Smith. So you'd think Zach – as we said before, is going to be the one left without the chair when the music stops there.
Well, they're not playing Zach. They don't want to play him.
That's true. So he goes. Maybe they bring Goldstein in as the number one ruckman. They know they're going to lose Tim Kelly. So that's why Higgins is in the frame there. That's why
so the whole thing, the whole thing's depending on the Kelly. Marble has to drop first before they know which direction they can head in.
And not just Geelong, but probably a lot of clubs. Yeah. That's a big fish. That's a big domino that's going to fall and is going to have massive flow-on effects. Sam Frost, I was just mentioning there, low ball by Melbourne in terms of the contract offer. Probably going to join a third AFL club, you'd think, at the moment. The Herald Sun saying that North Melbourne, obviously with Scotty Thompson moving on there, could overtake Hawthorn as a suitor with him. Hard to see him at Hawthorn, though. The way he distributes the ball wouldn't
be... He doesn't seem to be a Clarkson player to me.
They call it Frostball at Melbourne when he gets it. He's got its own name. When you get your own name for how you distribute the pill, you know that you're known for it. Now, we said about a fortnight ago that Jack Martin had settled on Carlton. This is interesting, as you touched on before the break. Now, reports he's rejected more coin from the Western Bulldogs. Now, I was told the Western Bulldogs offer close to $700,000 a year for 5 years. He's chosen Carlton over that. It'd be really interesting to hear if we get to the bottom of what Carlton actually pony up with, not only in terms of cash, but with picks. So they've got pick 8. They don't have a second-round pick at the moment. I think you've got to go down to pick 39 before you get Carlton's second pick. Mm. They're into Papley as well. So what do they do? Do they split pick 8 to try and get two later picks, you know, maybe two in the teens. One goes for Martin, one goes for Papley. There's future picks at play there as well, future second round picks maybe. So 8, you wouldn't want to give up for Tom, certainly not for Jack Martin. I'm not sure they want to give up 8 for Papley, but that'll be interesting to see what happens there. Mm. Just with the Dogs and Martin, now they're on the record, Peter Gordon, the president, is saying they've had issues landing Indigenous players at the club. Now that's the third Indigenous player that is about to snub the Western Bulldogs. So Jarman Impey was going to go there, decided to go to Hawthorn to join Sean Burgoyne. Chad Wingard decided to join Hawthorn instead of the Western Bulldogs. And now Jack Martin has turned on the back on the club. They don't have a single Indigenous player. Now, Peter Gordon has conceded that the lack of them was likely to have dented their hopes in the past. Certainly it was with Wingard. Now Martin's relationship with Sam Petrevski-Seaton is seen as very important to Carlton getting him. He played juniors with Paddy Cripps as well. But the Bulldogs boast this elite welfare system. They've got Brett Goods in the chair there as the Indigenous liaison officer. They can't seem to recruit an Indigenous player in the exchange period, Wisp, which is odd.
Yeah, well, I don't know exactly why they wouldn't be able to do that. How many Indigenous players have they gone after, though?
Well, those three I just mentioned, they're in for Impey, they're in for Wingard, now they're in for Jack Martin. And maybe we're looking too much into it. Maybe it's just coincidental, but the fact is they don't have a single Indigenous player on the list. And maybe you go with where you're going to feel most at home in terms of the connections to other players on the list.
No, I think there's definitely an element of that, definitely an element of wanting to feel comfortable in your environment with other Indigenous players.
Is Joe Danaher comfortable in his environment, Danny? Why does his name keep coming up with?
Well, I mean, you tell me. You're a representative of the Herald Sun. They've put him out there again this morning. Is it all related to the fact that
meeting?
that he had a meeting with Tom Harley.
Well, that's certainly where it started. And Tom couldn't have been more emphatic in his denial. There was nothing more than the fact they were catching up as friends, as a former mentor to a young player on this program going back how long? Months ago. But it hasn't gone away since then. Because of that, because of how shrewd Sydney are in this space and at this time of year, and also maybe because Joe has been a little bit, has been less than emphatic in his denial, there's nothing more in it. So maybe there's, maybe where there's smoke, there is no fire in this case. Maybe we're conditioned to suspicious.
Who manages Joe Danaher?
Is he a TLA boy?
I think he is. Yeah. He's in the TLA stable. I just don't know his manager off the top of my head. No, I'm not sure.
Because you know how this works. Sometimes the manager is working behind the scenes, talking or backgrounding people or whatever, and that's where the speculation actually grows from. Is that the case here?
Well, it might
I'm trying
be.
To work
I,
out.
I don't know either.
I've tried to work out where is this coming from. I've spoken to Sydney people. I've spoken to Essendon people.
They're and you can't get anywhere with it.
They're all denying that there's anything to see here.
Mm. Nigel Carmody's his manager, I've just been told, who is with TLA. So maybe there's nothing to see here, but his name just keeps coming up, Tim. Brandon Ellis, his name keeps coming up too. Now Essendon have come calling for the Richmond player. He's a free agent, of course, premiership defender. Gold Coast have verbally tabled a 4 or 5 year deal to get him there up north. So we know Carlton have pulled out, so I'll wait and see what happens with Brandon Ellis. Could play in a second premiership side this year. Essendon have lodged their interest with him, Jack.
And just before you finish, Sammy, for LK Diesel, Zach Jones?
Yep. All the signs point to St Kilda still. Mm. Hard to get a line of sight on that one. Tom Petroro is his manager. Has long been linked with a move down to Melbourne. Obviously, his brother plays there. The D's say they're not the man that they're after and haven't been this year.
Would Hanbury be helping them with that too?
You would have thought. You would have thought that would be a great link, wouldn't you? I mean, we've heard ever since we started digging around the trade period this year, everything pointed to St Kilda. And we speak about how Carlton are going to get deals done.
Well, Brad Hill to
St
Kilda.
The Saints
too.
Have got their hands full. Paddy Ryder wants to get it. I think they're going to get him as well. So while he won't cost as much, there's a lot of irons in the fire there. Jack Stephen may be going out the other way. Josh Bruce may be going out the other way. We know Jake Carlisle's going to stay now. But there's going to be a lot of shuffling going on at Moorabbin.
And just before you go, we talked about how desperate some of the players were to get over there to Germany to go and see Healing Hands.
Healing Hands.
Well, I think Darcy Moore probably let the cat out of the bag after describing what it is you find when you get to Hands' studio.
He had probably 20 nurses in his clinic and they all wore perfect white head to toe. And they were all like young girls between 20 and 30.
Yeah, they were all walking around in white and everything was perfectly clean.
He's known as the Hugh Hefner of Germany, Hans.
They reckon it's like a fine art museum up there, though. It's a 12th century Gothic building in the middle of Munich, just around the corner from the Marienplatz. Oh. And you go up to the second floor there, and it's just apparently unbelievable.
Sounds like he's got his hands full, doesn't he?
Jamie Elliott might be able to paint the picture for us after the break. Sammy, thank you. SEN Breakfast for Melbourne Airport Valet. Simply drive up and hand us the keys, and we'll take care of the rest. You with SEN Breakfast.